Thank you for calling customer support. My name is B. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Marcia Slatter. Are you with the Dawson V 11? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you say who you're with again?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What company are you representing?
We're a third-party call center that service several products. To start off for pulling your account, can you give me your zip code, please?
77592.
Okay, so I have 77592.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you provide me with your name again, please?
Marcia Slatter.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I try to get that account pulled up. Okay, yes, ma'am, Ms. Slater, I do see an account here with your name on it. Can you provide me your mailing address, please?
Yeah, it's okay. I have. You want my home address or where my mail goes?
You could give me the home address. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. You ready?
Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 5201 Gulf Freeway, room 149, Lamarck,
okay.
Texas.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Lamarck, Texas. 77568. Now, where I pay with my card, it's going to have a different zip code.
Okay, so how can I assist you today?
Yeah, I was wondering when I was going to get my little vacuum cleaner. I don't know how many times I have filled out these surveys and I picked this little vacuum cleaner. And I still have not received one.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. I think you enter a survey to win that vacuum cleaner. It's not a guarantee that you will win it. You have to check your email to see, have you win that contest or
well, the one
that
the
entry.
One. Okay, but the one with Office Depot, Home Depot, sorry. It says fill out the survey for a free vacuum cleaner. Well, it doesn't say vacuum cleaner, it says the Dawson. I've been trying to get one of these. I even paid the shipping and handling on one of them. I never received it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So just give me 1 second while I go ahead and look over your account.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, just inform that I am still here waiting online with you while I go ahead and review your account.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I do see here that payment was declined within that large amount. So in order to get the full details on your shipment, you would have to check your email.
Okay, well, there was one deal that it wasn't declined, and that would have been back in... the latter part of February or the beginning of March.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I don't have anything prior to today.
Oh, okay. Well, so I was wondering when I was going to, is there somebody else that I can speak with that would be able to see further?
You want to speak with someone else to see about your account?
Well, I was wondering if someone else can go further. Like you said, you can only see what's done today. Is there somebody there that can go back in March, first part of March to see? Because it required me to pay shipping and handling, and it was $5 and something cents. I know that's not a lot of money, but that's what the survey said.
Yes, ma'am. So you can check with your bank, or you can look at your statements regarding to that charge on your account.
Okay, then how can I let you people know that here it is, it's on my bank statement, now what?
Yes, ma'am. If so, you can give us a call back, but right now we don't have anything prior to today.
Okay, that's the reason why I'm asking you, since you said you were third party. Is there a second party that can go further into the system?
Your bank would be the best option.
Okay, I go to my bank. It's on the bank account. Now what do I do with it?
Give me one second.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Shanta. I'm actually a supervisor here assisting with the call. And from my understanding, you were stating that you were seeing other charges prior to today on your statement?
Yes, ma'am. It was in the first part of March, and that's the reason why I was asking her. Okay, I got my bank statement. I see the payment. Now, how am I supposed to, y'all to see this?
Just because we're actually a third-party call center and we do assist with over hundreds of different companies, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can assist with a charge that is prior to today, because your information in our system only appeared from today. So what she was stating was, if you have your bank statement available, off to the side of the charge, there should be a 10-digit number that you can call in reference to that charge you're speaking about.
Oh. I did not know that. That's what those numbers mean.
Yes, ma'am.
My bank runs it all together. Tell the young lady, I wasn't getting upset with her, but I knew there had to be a solution to that problem.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because anytime you charge any amount from one penny up to $1,000 to $5,000, whatever there, anything off to the side of that charge, it gives you the phone number to that company that charged you for that amount.
Well, thank you so much for giving me that information.
Okay.
I've been a participant of a bank for many, many, many years and never knew that.
Hey, because no, we just see a cluster of numbers, but yeah, that's actually a telephone number.
I see a cluster full of numbers, and you know, there's no dash in between here, or you know how your number comes out, the area code, then the.
Yeah, than the one in front of it. Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Well, on your bank statement, it didn't show it like that. So I'm like, oh, this must be some code from the bank. Oh, well, okay. You know. Boy, I feel dumb.
No, ma'am. Hey, you're not the only one that didn't recognize that. The only reason we know it because we got that information. But, hey, before I started working here, I didn't know that either. So, hey. You know how they say you learn something new every day.
A little bit better. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Waiting and waiting and waiting for this cute little thing to come. It's ideal for me. It looks lightweight. It's that Dawson V11 vacuum cleaner, and it also turns into a handheld.
One of those
things.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, just check your email because they will reach out to you via email and if anything additional is needed regarding that vacuum.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
If you tell the other young lady that switched me over to you, I'm not upset with her. I just knew there could be a solution to the problem.
We understand. Yes, ma'am.
She's just doing her job. She was good, too.
Yes, ma'am. Well, yeah, she did seek additional assistance. But we do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, honey. Be safe. Be careful.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. I'll be dangerous.